Are we living in a revolutionary moment? Fareed Zakaria makes the case that we are. And if he's right, there's a lot at stake.
I think the stakes are really liberal democracy. What has happened is the people who are displaced, anxious, angry, radicalized, the focus of their ire, their attention is basically to tear down the system, you know, the world that produced all this.
Hear more this week on The Gray Area, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. It's been a while since we've been here. It's good to be back in the Spacement. And today, we are picking the winner of this month's 420 Club giveaway. It's this brand new Getting Dug with High skateboard made by Dub Press Distribution and signed by me on my chest. And Gabe, come on in with the names of eligible folks to win this thing. Mix them up real good. And our winner is Shane Kardash. Shane Kardash wins this skateboard. And we're going to be auctioning off the remaining four skateboards. And we'll post the link to the auction as soon as it's ready. We'll auction them off like once a week or something. And our next monthly drawing will be for a one-on-one smoke sesh via Skype with me and Gabe. All members of the 420 Club at the end of the month will be eligible to win the chance to hang with us over Skype. And you could sign up at patreon.com/gettingdug. Patreon, it's also called. And Doug plugs, I'm interrupting The Rock this Saturday at the Castro Theater in San Francisco at 420, of course. And you can also see me at the Kaboo Music Fest in Del Mar, California on Friday, September 16th. DougLovesMovies.com for all of my dates and deets and links. Enjoy the show. It does sound like the news now that you mention it, that music. This just in, I'm in the Spacement and I'm going to get high. Yes, we're back finally after a hiatus of a couple of weeks. Oh, this guy is not even going to wait.
Oh, this was just some weed that was left on the table. I just didn't want it to fall.
Oh, it's all
he took scraps.
Left on the table.
I didn't want it to fall on the floor.
It's smart. We got two newbies and an oldbie. It's Jessamay Peluso, everybody, along with first-time guest.
How you doing?
That's Carlos with a K.
Hey,
Carlos,
how you doing?
Miller.
Yes.
Yes, indeed.
And Adam Ray.
Hey.
Hey.
I wore my weed-colored sweater.
That's not weed-colored.
I love how the whole, that is some, well, I don't know what kind of weed you're
that's
smoking.
That's some fucking
that's
really
some fucked
weird
up weed.
Smoking like dried up toothpaste
that's
weed.
That's some weed you buy like from somebody who's posing as like a Cub Scout, but it's actually like a 30-year-old dude.
It's like fluorescent safety weed.
Yeah.
It's
crossing
like
the street weed. Oh, it's already 19 minutes after the hour, so we might as well start smoking. Yeah.
This one's my favorite.
Yeah, that's a fun one.
This one snuck up on
me
last time.
I love that one. I'm gonna hit the vape pen.
I like seeing what I'm buying, you know?
But I like how this all rhymes. Carlos with a K, Adam Ray, and Jessa May.
Take this shit on the road. And Doug Benson, it stops right
just
there.
Just ruins it.
And
Doug.
Yep.
Yeah. Adam Ray going
Adam
in deep.
Adam Ray off to the races.
He's in a wizard cloud. Look at this.
It's good when you cough, right?
Yeah. The capillaries are.
Take a deep breath.
My mom always said, it's good when you cough.
Yep.
Oh, fuck.
You all right?
I'm sure that's what Barack told Malia, you know. Take a big enough hit.
What is this, high school? Why are you guys all coughing?
What do you think Barack smokes out of?
That shit contagious.
I think he just used to be a sweet little J-roller. I think
he's probably a great J-roller, too.
Yeah.
Grape swishes.
He has to
try
grape
this
swishes.
One.
Grape swishes.
I'm sorry, I got my
it would be great to know if he had, like, some really weird, like, he knew a guy that just, like, made really weird, you know, like, when you'll see pipes or bongs made out of, like there's all like a wizard, like there's really creative sculptures.
Like a wizard dick.
Like a wizard dick.
Where's the wizard dick one? I love that one.
Oh, here you go.
Like that one.
There we go.
There's your wizard dick, m'lady.
Gandalf dick. Hello.
Get after
Sweet
it.
Sweet God.
Is it loaded? They might not have
what
any
What do you recommend
it.
Here?
Well, we got, this is a sativa. It's called Lemon Jack today. And then we've got a little bit of an indica for those who dare to do it.
What does that
and
say?
It's called Trident.
Oh, it's like his shirt.
Four out of five dentists recommend that strain. And they also say stop flossing. You don't have to floss anymore, you guys. Did you hear that news?
I did see that on Facebook.
Yeah. Yeah, flossing's a waste of time all of a sudden.
Yeah.
They're saying.
Yeah, when you
I don't
find
know
a
who's
piece...
trying to bring down the floss industry.
No. Dude, I find hamburger meat in there from like 4 weeks ago, and I'm like, flossing's important.
Well, I think it's good for getting food out from between
Definitely.
Your teeth, for sure.
You know what I mean?
They say it's been stressed too much, though.
Really?
That's what they say, and I don't know who they are.
Who's they? Well, you never
I listened
know
to
one are.
Set of they telling me to floss three times a day. Now I'm listening to another they saying, don't bother.
Yeah. The same person who wrote this shit on here.
Yeah.
They Who's stressing? Are they like, floss your teeth?
There's a ton of those weird things that get posted, though, where it's like, flossing doesn't matter, or where you'll see it'll be like, you know, doing 69 with strangers will make your hair grow faster. You know, just like.
That
is that how you do it?
That yeah. one works.
You got a nice head of hair.
That's how I do it. I guess I'm a walking poster child for the position of 69. I'm constantly trying to get more people to do it.
Look right into that camera.
Okay, here we go. Hi, I'm Adam Ray. Have you been trying out some new stuff sexually? Oh, wait, which camera? That one?
That one.
Oh, what's up? My name's Adam Ray. Have you been trying some new stuff that oh, you've been thinking, is this cool? Is this still what people do? Who's this person in my bed? Well, maybe flip around, face the other way, see what's going on there. What is that called? 60 cut. Test.
Cut.
Hi, my name's Adam
the
Ray.
The show is live. We can't cut.
Oh, shit.
Hey, well, fuck it. Just
You're
do 60.
You're stuck with that take,
man.
Dude.
That's it.
All right, that's the one we're using.
That's yeah. it. We're going with it.
We do it like Clint Eastwood around here. One take.
Try it.
Gandalf's
one
dick.
One long take.
Gandalf dick.
Yeah.
Oh, it's still blazing.
All right, that's going to be the end of me.
That's good. Dude, yeah, this is going to be interesting.
As I was taking that
I feel like I want to sign a peace treaty now.
It's 420 in Hawaii, Honolulu, Hawaii, you guys. So
right
hello
now.
To anybody hey. There. Yeah,
right well,
man, 420 somewhere.
It's a few minutes. It's 422, but
much
close
love
enough.
To all the fat, beautiful women in Hawaii.
Oh, you like
Aloha.
That? You like those fat, beautiful women?
Are there fat women in Hawaii?
No offense.
A lot of
them.
A lot of
thick?
They got like wide shoulders.
Big shoulders.
Yeah. yeah. You like
big
to be held by a woman.
Big
strong.
Hawaiian shoulders.
Strong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Hawaiian shoulders are just.
Reminds you of breastfeeding.
I heard they don't even drink Hawaiian punch in Hawaii.
Too soon.
That's what I heard.
Do you guys like that though? Like, have you ever had like, a woman cradle you and it makes you feel good?
Yes.
Do you like to be cradled?
What does that mean?
Like, just like,
held,
in the, like in the bosom of a woman. Like, it reminds you of
Who
being a child.
Who doesn't enjoy that?
Right?
Yeah, I got really angry right there, by the way.
Did you? Because you're like...
I was like, who doesn't love a good cradle in a bosom?
Just like a hand on the cheek, it makes you feel safe.
It does.
Which cheek, though?
Anyone. All four.
I'm just used to the word cradle just being associated with balls. Cradle
oh, yeah,
the balls.
Yeah, cradle your
yeah.
balls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like my balls cooked.
Like a just
like
Dixie?
Like with a firm...
Yeah.
Like a little...
Cupped.
And held there or just like pop?
It depends. Like
a, what about like a little...
I love all the sound effects you add when you...
Surprise me.
Oh, balls. It's a fun little game. Like, beep, boop,
you're cupping
beep,
my balls, lady. Surprise me how you do it.
Some people like cradle.
Change it
like
up a little bit.
Cup, man.
Yeah. yeah.
Where are you from?
I'm from the South. We're different.
Like
is that like a consistent thing in the South, or is that something you just picked up on?
I don't really ask around. This is the first time it's really come up in conversation.
Could you say that to a woman? Are you like, can you just cut my balls? It sounds like it's
well,
sounds
I mean,
like
if you don't ask for what you want, you're never gonna get it.
True.
Right.
Wow. That
ladies,
is,
you can, ladies,
that's
all
way
the ladies
too early in the show to be that profound.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, ladies, like,
even Dr. Phil doesn't get that.
I know you got a lot of viewers and shit. I just want to tell the ladies, hey, be a little more gentle with the balls, man.
Well, the cup, you know, feels like it's your testing stuff. Like, am I looking for nodules?
No, that's okay. That's exactly what
no,
I mean.
That's
you're
the,
not.
That's the wrong attitude. Okay.
You're
have.
Not.
I'm so sorry.
Ladies, mindset. Be a gentleman with the balls.
Never had your balls sucked too hard and felt yes. like somebody punched you in the stomach.
Yes.
So you can relate to what I'm saying.
Hey, I am wrong
enough with the suction.
Page.
I'm keeping these.
Hey, while we're on the subject, stop blowing on us. What do you, is it your birthday? Why are you guys blowing on us down there? Is it a
really?
Cake?
That's what some
know.
Guys
blowing.
Do. They get down there and they
yeah.
actually blow air into
what?
It.
What? Old man went. Oh, what are you doing?
That is a really weird. Like in the summer,
that
it's nice
weird.
To cool it
yeah,
down a little. Maybe.
No. It's
I never heard of that.
Yeah,
it happens. It's
I heard, though, if you put a vagina up to your ear, you can hear the ocean. I did hear that.
That's a MILF.
I gotta try that sometime.
Oh. I was like, what?
What? When is he gonna try that? Let's do some high history with our two new guests. We talked to Jessamy about this the last time. But Carlos Miller, K-A-R-L-O-U-S.
The one that's called.
To get that right.
Delicious.
Right?
Right.
When was your first time? Like, how young did you start? Were you like Malia age?
Damn, you make it sound like I was molested.
Yeah, well, she was allegedly smoking weed at Lollapalooza.
That was not alleged. That was
and
not
it looks
alleged.
Pretty straight up. She's got a roach in her mouth.
I knew.
Really?
Within, I knew last week that she was high. Like the picture came out of her with the guy who was performing at the concert. She was high in that picture. I was like, who in the fuck passed the joint to the first daughter?
Yeah.
Some Why
really,
wouldn't you? That's
some
like
really
a bucket
cool
list.
Person did. Some
yeah.
person was
so
like,
then,
I don't fucking care. You probably want this so bad, but you don't want to ask for it.
Yep.
Here you
so
go.
Now, the next week, now everybody's like, oh, shoot. I was like, I told you.
Yeah.
But what else do you expect?
Where the
her
fuck was her Secret Service guy?
He was high too.
He was smoking for sure. Puff, puff, pass.
Right.
So, how young were you?
I think I was about 15 the first time I got high.
You don't really remember the first time specifically?
It was that good. It was
really, right?
I mean, I remember we
set
got
you on a path of not worrying about it.
We
I don't
got really high.
Remember the details?
We got really high and went to Subway, and I remember I ordered a foot long sub with like 13 pieces of cheese on it.
Wow.
I was just so
13,
specific.
Not 12.
No,
Baker's
13.
Dozen.
Yeah, because I remember
it's the most unlucky amount of cheese.
Ever. Yeah. Right. No, the hotels don't even have that floor. They're like, fuck that floor.
Yeah.
It's dangerous. People
but some
die
do,
there.
Though.
Some do.
So
I don't trust it.
I don't get it.
No.
I don't get why some do and some don't.
They don't respect people's worries.
And it wasn't even good weed when I started smoking weed. It was just like some bullshit.
Yeah, no, you know whatever Malia was smoking on. Was
that was, good.
Was the best weed
pretty
that
good.
They have in the world.
Well, just it's all, you know, it's mostly good now. Like, well, you know, has anybody, have you smoked in the last year or so and gone, oh, this is shit?
No.
I've never experienced that.
I mean,
I've turned down a lot of weed.
I don't think so. You turn weed down?
Yeah, but I was like, nah, it's just not up to my smoking standards. Yeah. I won't smoke that.
I got to up my standards. I'm like, sure.
So, you eyeball it and then decide.
Yeah, I'm like, I can smell
it.
I'm like, that smells
maybe
like
if it's a little dried out, you don't like that.
It smells like it's going to give you a headache later. I don't want that.
Oh. Guys, my vagina's right here, okay?
I'm glad you brought it.
Why did you say that?
He was talking about smells.
Oh.
Oh.
I thought it was a callback to that we should listen to the ocean.
Wow.
Adam, do you remember your first time at the bat?
Yeah, I think I was 14 or about to be 15, and it was some freshman year of high school. And it was some party, and I showed up to it late, and I felt like out of the loop because everybody was so fucked up already, and I was like, I gotta get fucked up immediately to be where they're at. And so I just started smoking a lot of weed and ended up on the floor telling everyone I couldn't feel my legs and that I needed to be driven to the hospital. And everybody just laughed because they'd never seen that before yet in smoking weed yet in life. Like that person hadn't been in there. Hadn't been presented yet to them, so everybody was just like, yeah. And I was like, I'm serious, take me, please. Like, on the verge of tears, and they're like, fucking shut up, man. And nobody took me, and I had, like, a serious panic attack.
And could your legs come back?
Yeah, and then all of a sudden, I just started feeling them again.
Do you feel them now? Are they good? Are you having, like, a relapse?
I might.
I don't think I've ever had like a leg issues.
Really?
From smoking.
Yeah, it was intense. I don't know, and maybe that was bad weed, or maybe it was like.
That sounds like great weed.
It does.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
I wish I'd like to try it. I'd like somebody to give me some weed that's gonna make me not be able to feel my legs.
Wow.
Because then you have just perspective.
Just to see what kind of weed. I want some of that weed.
Not permanently.
Not permanently.
Oh,
what? I want some of that weed from the commercial. Have you seen the commercial where the girl's like a puddle?
Oh yeah, yeah.
She's on
she
the
totally
couch.
Melts.
Yeah,
on the
I want some of that.
Is it against smoking?
Yeah.
But that one's about six, 8 years ago. That one was on a lot, and it was hilarious. this, because that was my reaction too. It's just like, I want some of that melt into the couch weed.
That's what you had.
Yeah.
You were a puddle at the party.
I thought in my head, I was like, oh, it's just going to start with my feet and it's going to go all the way up. And eventually I was just going to be laying there and be like, I can't. And then just be like, paralyzed. Like, I don't know. It was like, felt like it was creeping.
Like the other girl in the ad should just be like, this is everyone, this is a lesson to us all that you need to hang out with people that can handle their weed.
For those people.
Can you imagine if every time somebody's shitty at smoking weed, they just melt it everywhere?
It'd
you'd be cleaning that up all the time?
That's a lot of paper
Total
towels.
Total crime scene everywhere you go.
Got to bring spritz with you to clean it up after? What a disaster.
And you can never get them all the way into, like, the jar.
No, there's always some left over.
Yeah.
I'd rather have the guy who's crawling around on his knuckles with no knees working. I want to have that guy to hang out with, not Puddle Polly.
Do you think that's consistent at that age for people to be around that and not stress about it? Because you're just like, oh, you're fucked. You're just too fucked up. Like, do you think you'd ever get to a point where you were around somebody that was high that was like, I can't feel my legs, and you're actually going to
I think people are, I think a lot of drug over, you know, you could overdose just because your friends just think, you know, oh, they're just having a good time or they're, you know what I mean? But weed, you just can't, that's why I don't get the leg thing at all. I've never.
Yeah.
Because people like
it could have been just mental.
You know, like in movies, somebody will smoke weed and they'll start seeing all these psychedelic things and shit. It's like, no, that's not what happens.
I get so jealous.
Like that weed is what I want.
Yeah.
I want a kaleidoscope in my face.
I took edibles.
What a strong kaleidoscope stance.
I want a kaleidoscope in my face. I took edibles when I was in Montreal and I felt the center of the universe. I felt like I was like right in the center of it.
You were super grounded?
Yeah, it just was like a crazy.
Surrounded by French people?
Surrounded by French people and poutine.
Could you speak the language?
Oui.
Vladimir Poutine?
Hello.
Was there?
Yeah, he was on a horse.
He should own a poutine shop, shouldn't he?
I call him that from now on. I said it accidentally one time, and now I just call him Vladimir Poutine.
What is poutine? Is that a vegetable?
Poutine's that, you know,
it's like a gravy,
French fry.
It's like a gravy boat or some shit.
It's Canada's answer to
it's cheese.
Like a
cholesterol.
Fucking bowl of gravy.
It's a bowl of cheese.
Everyone's
and
like,
potatoes.
It's
gravy. Is it in the Poontang family?
No.
I mean, it depends. If you combine it, sure. That's a date night.
The Poontang poutine family.
It would be messy, but you probably could fuck a bowl of poutine.
Poutine's Poutang.
It's probably doable.
Poutine Poutang.
Does anyone have that domain? If not, purchase it.
PPP. Yeah. You down with PPP?
Hashtag, you know me. I got so many pot topics I want to get into.
I got a question.
Oh,
where
please.
Is the best place to hide your weed?
Butthole.
What the fuck?
I'm just throwing it out there.
For real?
Anybody else?
No. You've never put weed in your butt.
Don't judge me, Doug. You don't know me that well.
Well, because now it's
so
like
your
just
ass
put.
Is an ashtray.
If you're not traveling with a ton of it, just put some in a sock and then put it in your carry-on, and nobody's gonna care.
No one's gonna care. You know where's a good place to put it?
Or they might take it.
Here's one of my travel secrets I'm gonna give to you. You know those like little containers of Q-tips?
Thought I was going to commercial.
Yeah, you put a little joint in there. And it just looks like a Q-tip joint.
Just to keep TSA on their toes.
Right? It's like I'm cleaning my ears with that.
TSA does not care.
They don't care.
They're hoping to not find bombs also.
They don't.
They just want to get through their shift.
They don't.
Without any hassles.
We could all walk through with a bomb, and they'll just be like, go ahead.
I've had somebody smell it into my back, in my backpack going through a belt, and the guy was just like, he goes, that one smelled good. Like that bag just went through, and I was like, "Oh, cool, man!
Yeah,
it did smell good." And I'm
I get
glad
a lot
that you
of
that. I love that
at TSA. I get a lot of "I love your show," and then they wink, but I'm terrible at winking. I'm not a good winker.
How's your wink?
But we gotta go to a break. We gotta go to our first break, and we'll be back with this fun crew in a couple of minutes. Hey, this episode is brought to you by our friends at Loot Crate. Loot Crate is a monthly subscription box service for epic geek and gamer items and pop culture gear. For less than $20 a month, you get 4 to 8 items that include licensed gear, apparel, collectibles, unique one-of-a-kind items, and more. And they guarantee $40 plus in value in every crate, and sometimes it's a lot more. Every month, there's a different theme, and all the items are curated around that theme. Previous crates have included items from franchises like Star Wars, Marvel, The Walking Dead, The Legend of Zelda, and many more. From bad guys doing good things for the wrong reason to good guys with questionable tactics, August is the perfect time to explore the anti-hero. Walk the hero/villain line with this 100% exclusive collection of items from DC Comics, Archer, Dark Horse, and Kill Bill that includes 2 great collectibles, a wearable, and of course our monthly tee. And don't forget about the pin. Remember, you only have until the 19th at 9 p.m. Pacific to subscribe and receive that month's crate. And when the cutoff happens, that's it. It's over. So go to lootcrate.com/getdug and enter the code GETDUG to save $3 on your new subscription today. Hey, you guys. What's up? Our friends at Pokeball have a special offer for fans of Getting Dug with High. You can buy a Pokeball Home Dome Frosted Ashtray, like we have here on the table, with 10% off if you use the promo code Doug. Just go to Pokeball.com, promo code Doug, to receive your 10% discount. This is out, and someone is gonna be fired. Where's that? Oh, it's going to be after the next break. We're going to have some new back from the break music that was submitted by somebody. So I'm excited about that.
Submitted by somebody.
Yeah, that's how we just outsource the music. Just say, write something and send it to us, and we'll play it. And
that's awesome.
Give your band a plug or whatever. Somebody named FN_Zappa tweeted, "I just 69'd a stranger."
What?
So you're
wow. Dude, get ready Adam to show Ray, off some new locks.
Adam
man.
Ray is already spreading the word and getting people to
already a productive day.
69
Check.
A stranger.
Productive day.
Wow.
That's got to be hard to pull off, though. You know, like.
Yeah.
It's hard to, you know, because once you start talking to somebody about 69ing, you immediately are no longer strangers.
Yeah.
You know?
The goal
you got to get in
out.
There so fast.
Yeah.
That involves too much trust.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
I don't
trust it's okay down there.
I don't care for that.
No. That's a risky move.
Our pal Esther Cuckoo on Twitter is asking about Malia Obama, if we think she was smoking weed, but we already covered that. But for those of you just joining us, yes, she's smoking a fucking roach. Yeah.
Didn't Obama
Lollapalooza, like a young lady should.
She should.
She's a person. She's a person who likes to feel good.
Yeah, she is old enough to make her own bad decisions.
Yeah.
And,
fine.
You know, she'll talk to dad about it. And, you know, once he's out of office, he'll probably roll one up and smoke
yes,
it with her.
Yes, he will. Right
I don't see why not.
What is this spray right here?
That is Jumbo.
Jumbo.
And it can get you extremely high. Where we've, you know, some people have played around with it on the show. Others just put it down.
I'll give it the.
Spray
you should.
It.
You should.
What, you see me right now?
You should.
I'm What's leaning so, into my future. I
you should
spray this.
You should.
Yeah, go
no.
for it.
You should.
What is the biggest difference with spray and like hitting a J? Like, what's the real?
Well, that's Jumbo. What we're trying to figure out.
People are saying the Jumbo is more of a what do you call it? A body kind of a body high or okay. a upper
oh, it's
upper
a
head high?
It?
No,
you can't spray it. Spritz it on your wrist.
You can. You can.
It's also bug. Spray and it fights Zika.
That's a great idea.
How much does this cost?
It's a also.
You ladies can wear this when you go out in the evening.
Sunblock. It's sunblock as well. It's an all-in-one.
How much
juice
is it in per spritz?
Jumbo.
Like one spritz has how much?
I think it says on there somewhere. We got into it once.
500 milligrams.
Yeah,
one spray
so
is six brownies.
I don't know if that's
brownies.
The whole bottle or just per spray.
Good luck.
One spray is no knees. Two sprays is you think you're dead. Good luck.
We just
I
leave
can't
it on
feel
the
my
table
feet is
so
five
that,
sprays.
Six sprays is a puddle.
We leave it on the table so that we could play that silly Jumbo noise when people pick it up.
I can tell nobody really fucked with it, though.
Oh, shit.
Oh, dang.
That was a thick stream,
what
man.
The fuck was that?
I don't
that
know how much like, is in
I'll
that.
Be all right. Don't worry about me.
I don't want any of that.
You're like...
You're trying to fucking mace me.
There's nobody here that's going to try to have sex up. With my unconscious body.
You can have
just a little bit.
Not even.
Carlos.
No.
Man, our friendship.
That's next level.
Yeah, what happened to our friendship?
Good old peer pressure.
Our friendship.
Bring it back.
Come on, Carlos.
Puddle.
Do it, man.
No.
Carlos.
I am not on.
Everyone will be talking about it.
I am
it.
Not on that level
I'm
yet. I don't
I'm gonna
know
wait and
what
see what happens with
is.
Doug in a minute.
Yeah, we gotta
yeah.
see how.
Let's
like 20 in a minute. Test. I don't think it'll kick in now. we've
oh,
got
no. bad advertisement for it.
We've got 2,141 people watching us live, who are all no doubt smoking along with us, and
I
bet
you
it's playing in the White House
out.
Also.
Yeah.
Half of those people ran out of weed earlier.
You think? Yeah, they didn't pace themselves.
Right.
You think this is in the White House right now? Malia?
I think, yeah, I think Malia's in the, what do they call it? What room would
Oval
she be
office?
In?
Oval Office?
No, she wouldn't be in the Oval Office.
Why can not? You imagine their
That's
feet
where
on
she
the
hangs out during the day.
Yeah.
I would. I got a question. What do you think when she really starts to smoke weed and starts to watch movies and she's like, we should watch this high, what do you think is going to be her go-to? What do you think someone's going to tell her to watch first?
Independence Day.
I don't know.
Because it's like the White House and aliens.
Right. What? And she needs to be reminded that white men can be president too.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
She needs a heads up on that.
Yes, she does. She needs to be reminded the way it was.
Black dudes and ladies.
Yeah, Will Smith ain't going to save everything.
No, he's not.
He's not.
He's going to get up on the soundtrack, though.
He's going to try. He has to.
He's extremely busy right now.
The Wild Wild West. You broke my heart, Will, with that one.
He really caught a break with that Suicide Squad thing because he took a role in kind of an ensemble piece, but it's making so much money.
Did you see it?
He's back on top.
Suicide
did not
Squad?
See it, no, because I do not want to see something I don't think I will like.
Yeah, I agree. I concur.
I do love that Harley Quinn, though, that Margot Robbie.
Yeah.
I could look at the ads with her and them all day long.
They're great ads.
I don't know who she these people are.
She's got a great ads.
A great ads. That's funny.
Nice.
Let's do some pot topics, you guys, because a lot of stuff is going on in the world of pot.
Like
and I'll give you an example. Thanks for asking, Carlos.
I need to know.
There's a comedian and director named Mike Birbiglia. He made a movie called Sleepwalk With Me that was very good.
Yeah.
He's a very funny guy.
For big.
Not a big pot guy, though, necessarily, but he made this new movie, Don't Think Twice, and he got mad on the internet about how Suicide Squad has machine gun killings and bombings and got a PG-13 rating, and his new movie, Don't Think Twice, got an R because adults smoke pot in it.
Well, once the government can make money off of the pot, it'll get an equal rating.
But that's like in one scene. Like, it's crazy that the movie gets an R rating.
It's ridiculous.
And it's also an inspirational movie because it's about an improv group, and you never see that in a movie. And,
yeah.
and a lot of kids should try to get into improv.
Yeah, it's really good.
Even if you don't become an improviser as a career,
you will work.
It just opens you up at speaking publicly. And
makes you a better person. You're just more vulnerable to...
Yeah,
it's a situation.
It makes and you say things without thinking, which is their mantra.
Yep, it's kind of the best training for that.
So yeah, I bet you Donald Trump was a big improv guy.
He did Second City.
Yeah, Judd Apatow responded to the first Mike Birbiglia tweet saying, "Studios own the ratings board and violence sells, so they make pot and sex the scary thing."
What?
So nice. That they can seem caring, like they seem like, oh, we're protecting the children because we're not showing them pot smoking, but we're showing. Just random, constant violence. It's crazy.
And girls in booty shorts.
Yeah, well, that...
Doesn't Margot Robbie have booty shorts in that? Why'd you guys get so scared when I said booty shorts?
Come on.
Because, nobody has a problem with that.
Oh, okay.
We're
see.
Not here to complain about booty shorts.
Got it.
Yeah. I won't ever.
PG-13.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Butts out.
Who is the group that decides that?
It's the MPAA, which is owned by the five or six major studios, and it's all just a bunch of like middle-aged ladies who sit through these movies.
Yeah.
When like Scorsese submits
with
a three-hour
no enjoyment.
Movie or Tarantino does, they have to sit through the whole thing, and then they say it would get an X or a NC-17 if we release it as is, and then they make changes, and those same people sit through the entire movie again. They don't just want the part that was changed. They watched the whole movie again.
I didn't know this.
So
you're passionate
crazy.
About this.
Because I saw a whole documentary about it, and it's insane how it's just not fair to filmmakers. Because also the big studios, they'll push through. They'll push till they get their PG-13.
Yeah.
But like, Don't Think Twice is an indie small film, so they can't fight it. You know, Kevin Smith fought it for forever when he was making independent films, and it's an ongoing issue because. Weed smoking is and violence are two way different things.
They're different.
So different.
Ends of the spectrum.
As far as exposing children to them.
Is it all ladies? Is it four ladies? Just like white
No,
lady
I think there's
one?
Dudes too, maybe. Oh. But like this
so
guy Kirby Dick
me.
Did a movie called This Movie's Not Yet Rated.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
he really investigated it. Like he did stakeouts outside of where they go in to watch the movies.
Right.
And tried to get interviews with the people. Tried to track them down. And they're just very. It's just a very secretive thing. And they just make all those decisions.
It's too important.
And like when you're watching a trailer now and you hear like a slang for something that's very dirty and you know exactly what it means, these people, they don't know to stop it because they don't understand, they don't know all the euphemisms.
Wow.
So, things are
just getting through, And not to mention, they just suddenly now farting's totally okay on everything.
Yeah.
Like that used to be like a thing
Farting was a big deal.
Farting
was like they cut to commercial break on a sitcom. after somebody farted, because it was so, it was such like, a big deal. Like,
get off, get off.
The family was just like, we gotta talk about this. And then commercial, like, it just was so faux pas. Or what's the word? It was so.
I don't know. I don't know. Faux pas sounds like some southerner talking about how many dads he has.
I got seven dads. The faux pas.
I got faux pas.
Oh, nice. That's what you meant.
Here's some interesting stuff, statistics about.
You're right.
Yeah, about the average pot smoker. A cannabis intelligence firm, which that's just a great name
real?
For
that's
something.
Great.
We are in charge of cannabis intelligence, and
that's the CIA.
It's called Headset Inc., and they reviewed over 40,000 legal marijuana purchases made in Washington State from September 2014 to July 2016. And here's what they came up with.
Some of those were mine.
Over 50% of recreational marijuana consumers.
Whoa, what was that word?
Repinational.
Repinational.
Carowana manumers. Over 50% are aged 21 to 34.
Carowana manumers.
Over 50%.
That's
customers
a lot?
In their 20s spent a medium of just $27 per visit to a dispensary, but made more frequent trips. These are really fascinating statistics.
Of course, because you're like, I came here for something, man. I forgot. I'll come back.
You can get a lot of weed for $27 at the dispensary.
Yeah. The biggest spenders are Gen X, and so people that are in their 40s, on average, spend $823 a year on weed.
That's chump change.
Yeah. But like you were saying earlier, that tax money can go to any great things.
Any wonderful things.
It could go
thing.
To schools.
It could go,
it could go to cancer research.
That's not bad.
It could go.
That's not a bad number, though, if you think about it. Like, if you spend less than $1,000...
in a year, yeah.
On
that
weed?
Person is, you know, probably
that's
smoking.
Like, if you spend more than 1,000, then you have an addiction.
Yeah.
How
like,
much
as long
they...
as you can keep it in the 800 a year range, you should be good.
Well, I'm glad I don't know my number. I'm glad I
What's
most of
number?
The weed is donated to the show and to me in general.
That's
so.
a big guess.
People
I don't know
give
how
you
much.
Weed?
Yeah, all the time.
A lot of it.
What's the most you've ever gotten?
You should thank those people right now.
Valets at the hotels I'm staying at get a little treat when I check out because I, you know, I don't want to fly with all of it. So if I don't
That's
smoke
nice.
It all, I have to re-gift it.
I do that to my maintenance guy.
Oh.
Yeah. Boop, boop. Give him a little, so he comes in and fix my refrigerator quicker.
I get it.
Where's that tool belt? I like a tool belt.
Just leave the weed in the refrigerator.
I'm a sucker for a tool belt.
Sucker. I wish I would have worn my fucking tool belt.
You guys, it's official. Illinois is the 21st state to decriminalize marijuana. Under the new regulation, punishment for possession of 10 grams or less. I mean, 10 grams.
Is that a lot?
That's a lot to just be walking around with. 10 grams or less of cannabis.
I got 10 grams of weed. I'm not walking any fucking
It would cost... you get a ticket from like 100 to 200 bucks, and you have no fear of spending time behind bars.
Can you pay the ticket in weed, though? You do
That's
have
how
10
they,
grand.
You might get there eventually, but
what
for now,
going-
it's just like a traffic ticket, and... you know, costs you a couple hundred bucks, which is not, you know, again, it's that's targeting poor people who also smoke marijuana to improve
AKA
their lives.
AKA black.
Exactly.
You're stressing me out.
Exactly.
Just say it.
Uh-oh.
Why did it take so long to get the paper
Because I
back?
Got this, I got all this going on.
That was stressing
I got, we got a whole
hey,
thing
is,
happening
This is a
here.
Really dope show.
Right?
I'll get it. Dope.
No, I mean, like,
he meant
this
it.
Is a really
he
nice
He wasn't going for a pun.
Who the fuck turned the fan off? Like,
we turned it off during the, you know, because we don't want the listeners to have to hear a loud fan.
They hot, they don't even hear it.
They don't give a shit.
Fuck it.
They
hit that
care.
Shit.
But also, I turned it off because I've got supermodel hair and it blows in the wind and it's distracting. We're trying to talk about pod topics. It's
like you're like Antonio Scott Jr.
See how weed can just have you around complete strangers like you've known them your whole life?
Absolutely.
We're family.
I almost
the
care
goal
about
the show.
Y'all.
You my two-paw.
Two-paw.
Before the show started, I hated women
I
and
just
black
don't
people. And now look at how people could just be brought together.
Marijuana.
And don't get me started of fucking guys wearing glasses.
You've come a long way,
I
dog.
See normally I see those, I punch them right off of their face. But we're just having a nice time smoking weed, so everybody gets along.
Well, I robbed the white man on the way over here, so we're pretty much even.
The white man or
anyway. What'd you get off of him? What did he have on him?
He only had a fucking debit card and a poodle. I got the dog, though. I'm going to get the reward.
A debit card and a poodle.
I saw a white guy walking a poodle on the way here.
Every white guy walks a poodle
yeah,
around.
They do.
Yeah.
Is there such a thing as muggers who take someone's dog? Does that ever happen?
Yeah.
People will pay
white
a lot
people
of money.
Will give you their 401k for their dog back.
Oh man.
I would.
It's crazy.
Would
try to get a ransom going on the dog.
Yeah, see, that's the hustle, man. You find little stray dogs in the rich white neighborhood, back to the hood for like 3 weeks, then come back in like the next week, ride around and look for the reward poster.
Could you be on every show and tell us all of your secrets?
all the pot secrets.
Oh, that's what that was, a pot secret?
Yeah.
I thought it was a black crime secret.
It's not crime, man. It's called a hustle. The puppy is going to be fed.
The puppy,
bread,
you take care of it.
Yeah.
Love that puppy while it's in your charge.
Oh, because that's what gets you the reward. Like, you got to bring the dog back in better condition than it left.
What if it comes back, like, changed from the hood?
Yeah.
The dog, like, if my chihuahua came back, he's like, listen, man, things are going to change around here.
If your dog knew how to talk to him when you get it back.
Why is his butthole expanding?
He got too much butthole attention.
You see how you brought all those people into that didn't have shit to do with that? You said a black man kidnapped your dog, and he came back with a Mexican accent. Like, we're working on this shit together.
Yeah, we worked it out.
That was dope.
You saw that?
Yeah, man. I was right
there
for it.
Can I test something?
That's how shit gets blown out of proportion.
Do you want to use that roach?
Not on my fucking
beard. I wanted to decorate your beard.
No, you didn't.
Okay, fine. I wanted to put this on.
Guys are so weird when they don't want women hanging stuff from their beards.
It's like girls with their hair. It's like,
This would fit way better on your nipple anyway.
Oh, my God. Stop.
Nipple clamps. Are we talking about nipple clamps now?
We're talking about my childhood.
Hell, yeah. The segues in this show is just amazing.
Yeah, we're really jumping around here.
What's this little teeny rope here? It's so cute. Is this for, like, a mouse to commit suicide?
What the fuck?
Like, I can't take it. There's no more cheese.
Are you guys all right with talking about drunk sex versus high sex?
Yes.
Yeah. Sure.
Joseph Palomar.
When? We were like, when?
That was fucking crazy, but so good.
Palomar.
Joseph. Everyone got real serious real quick. Shit to say about
Palomar. That's the guy's name, led a study at New York University to assess the effects of alcohol and weed on sexual behavior based on in-depth interviews. That's a weird way to put that.
Yes, it is.
I gave him a real in-depth interview about sex and weed. And they observed the following. Those who drank alcohol reported having beer goggles and lowering their standards in potential partners, while pot smokers didn't have that experience. Yeah, pot smokers are like, I'm not going to fuck that.
He could have just asked somebody that. He wasted a lot of time.
There's not enough weed in the world to make you have sex with somebody you don't want to, but there's plenty of alcohol
plenty
for that.
Booze for us.
And if you were high and you had, like, beer goggles, you would just be, like, amazed by how everybody looks. You wouldn't try and fuck them. You're like, look at that person's amazing. This person's amazing. Everyone's amazing.
Well, they also found that stone sex, people don't regret it. They don't feel bad about it afterwards. Whereas drunk sex, they're always, you know, the walk of shame and whatnot.
You got, like, lashes on your cheek and shit.
Yeah, and drinkers get sick during sex more often.
Gross.
Like, someone who's high is not going to barf on you.
Oh. I might put a snack, like, nearby. I'll have, like, a sandwich on you.
Yeah. And finally, and this is fantastic information that we all already know, alcohol numbs you and marijuana enhances, like, it.
That's the key word.
Alcohol
right
numbs the sensations and marijuana enhances them.
Yeah.
Makes you, if you're high, you just want to reach out and touch smoke. Like,
I did it because she did it.
Yeah.
But it looked cool.
It's like we're at a 3D movie, you know, where people
smoke
weed.
I think you sleep better when you have high sex, too.
Yeah. It's all snuggly. It's like sandwiches, snuggle. It's so great.
Where the hell do you get a sandwich?
I also like the nut.
I always want a sandwich after I smoke. I just want, like, a nice cold cut sandwich.
From where?
Who cares? Bring it over. I just love sandwiches.
Quiznos?
Nah.
The show's
like
going by so fast today, you guys.
You said that last time, Doug. Is that your line?
Well, last time we watched one girl go down on another girl's harmonica.
That was incredible. I just watched that episode.
Harmonica.
That was incredible.
Her cooter to
Bird Cloud is threatening to return to the show, and I don't know what they're going to do to top themselves.
So why no vaginas on the day I came?
Like, well,
I'm really feeling that.
It's just a bunch of guys
There was three that day, but today there's only one vagina.
Fellas,
I know he's high because he didn't even smoke
vagina situation.
Why didn't you smoke that?
Oh, I did, man.
Oh,
do you want me to take another hit? Are you getting uncomfortable?
Oh, no pressure.
Do it.
That's a great example. Is the Sausage Party commercials on TV were approved by the MPAA for television because they had, you know, you can't do anything dirty in your ads on TV. And you see the buns voiced by Kristen Wiig. You see them in the ad, and her mouth is a vagina. It's straight up a vagina mouth. Yeah, and it's in the ads because these housewives that are deciding what to put on don't even catch it.
They don't even know that a hot dog cartoon.
She's got a vagina for a mouth.
Well, isn't a vagina kind of like a mouth just for your bottom part?
Yes.
I mean, it's already weird that hot dog buns have a
vagina.
Have a face and a vagina mouth.
A face of a vagina face.
But it's a hilarious movie.
Is it?
Is it funny?
I recommend it.
I want it to be so good. It's like when I saw the previews for Pete's Dragon, like way back in the day. You know, not the new one, that looked fucking intense, but like kids
it's
running
kinda
from
like
a dragon.
It's kind of like Pete's Dragon, but like if you watch food fuck, have sex with each other.
Y'all are some strange
people.
You know,
screw those MPAA bitches, because I remember seeing boners in Disney movies as a kid. There's so many boners tucked in there.
What?
And those movies are PG?
Well, that's just, you know.
I can show you a screenshot.
There's just too many people on set with boners, apparently.
But they're cartoons.
What? Who has? Oh, well,
Disney cartoons.
No, they do that. Like the artists do that for laughs.
They stick them in there.
But they're very subtle. They're not.
That was like the first dick I saw.
It's like a turret on the castle in Little Mermaid's a dick.
You said that like a subtle dick is better than a hard one.
I'm just saying.
Come on.
I'm just not going to catch a subtle dick because I'm already not looking for dicks.
They're just. It looks.
I'm already not at the movies to have a dick hunt.
That's what the Disney dicks look like. They look
what
like
if they
this.
All in your mind? You just saw that in your mind.
Now, I'm telling you, they all come out of the pant and they come like a tent.
Stop with
like
the subliminal dicks.
I'm just saying, it's like a dick is supposed to look like a triangle.
I don't know if Pixar has any. If they did, they'd call themselves Dixar. We gotta go to
Hello.
A break. We gotta go to a break, you guys. We're gonna be right back with more fun. Hey everybody, so that we don't have to do it in the show, I'm gonna do it during the breaks. I want to say subscribe to this show if you haven't already and click the like button as it helps fight against people who flag our videos. And you can also subscribe on iTunes for the audio only version of the show. And also our web store is now through villaby.com. We'll put it on the screen, I think maybe. check it out. You can still visit us at the same URL, bit.ly/DougMerch. Order your mugs, t-shirts, and blue cards. Get blue cards. We'll sign them, and then the post office will put something right over the signature, and it's a big waste of money. Cards for high manity, I like to call it. Thanks, you guys. And enjoy your day. Get it done. When it's high. There you go. So start complaining about that right away on Twitter if you didn't like it.
Give it up for the band.
And we'll keep it for several weeks even if you don't like it.
It was really great.
And if you love it, it's permanent.
You should replace it with a song that's even worse.
You didn't hear the last one.
Oh.
Can we cue up the last one for comparison's sake? It's more of a mellow vibe coming back in. Yeah, they might have thrown it in the garbage. But that band is called The Paranoias, and they're at The Paranoias on all the social media platforms. And they have an album release show on Saturday, August 20th at the Union Nightclub here in Los Angeles.
It's going to be
congratulations.
So go get high and go down and see a band called The Paranoias and see if you don't just freak out and leave.
They actually cause paranoia.
Oh, I can't handle this. I mean, it's...
What's happening
I look at their drum kit and I see the word paranoia.
Oh, I'm starting to sweat. Are you sweating?
Makes me start
I'm so cold. I'm so cold. Why am I cold?
We're winding down here. We're in the final stretch of the show, but I feel like we should. It's been such a fun show. I said it again. The guests could be shit. I'm high. This is fun.
I don't even know how long I've been here.
I'm high. I'm pretty high. So
how long do you think this show's been?
Probably
Fifteen days.
25 minutes.
We've been here for
25
weeks.
A millennia.
Yeah, we started 44 minutes ago.
I don't believe that.
Your beard has grown back since I've been here.
44.
I never have a real beard. Yeah, 44 minutes.
That's and it's amazing. About to become I can't believe I don't have to pee yet.
45 minutes.
Each minute is a lifetime, though, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yep. But that's 45 minutes is how long the show is. Now we're officially in overtime.
It feels so much
longer. So join us on Overtime on YouTube.
Yep.
YouTube Overtime.
So don't go anywhere. Just keep it right where it is.
Over. Hey, quick. Everybody smoke some more Doug's weed before he kicks us out.
Don't leave us.
Yeah, Carlos tweeted today, I'm going to smoke all of his weed. I don't know why I did a voice.
That's what I came in for. I was like, you want me to, for real? I don't have shit to say. Whatever.
That's the deal.
Whatever.
Did I hear a dog barking in your bag?
You fucking.
Is it me?
Does he have a?
Hey man,
does he have a rich person's dog?
Stay the fuck out of my bag.
I thought it was a noise that was made.
I gotta do one more pot topic, you guys, because I love hearing that again.
Yeah, that's fun.
And according to a new Gallup poll, the number of Americans who report smoking marijuana has nearly doubled in 3 years. Yeah.
Come on, guys.
Give it up.
1 in 8 adults is an admitted pot smoker. Because I'm sure some people are still lying to the pollsters.
You got to. You got kids. You got a job. I understand people who got to lie about that shit.
Yeah, yeah.
My
and
mom
they're still drug testing people for it.
Fucking what?
That's so
that
ridiculous.
That is some hater shit.
Do they test them for alcohol, too, though?
Let me see your pee-pee. Come on,
no,
man.
No, they don't give a shit about
that's
alcohol.
Petty as fuck.
Alcohol makes people
crazy.
Oh,
Bill's hungover today.
Yeah.
Good Bill's for him.
Absentee father
yeah,
again.
Oh, but somebody else waked and baked, so we're going to have to give him the old pink slip.
When's the last time you guys had a root beer float?
I had one last week. Nice. They're so.
I don't know. I don't know which one of you I hate
I'm
more
not
right
answering
now.
That because.
Do you know how delicious they are?
That might so be good. That might be a term for some internet weird shit. I don't know.
Root beer float?
Yeah, I don't
the
know
kids
what
are giving each other root beer
you guys
float.
A root beer float lately?
I don't know what that means.
Yeah. Well, first you have 69 with a stranger.
You're 69 with a stranger.
And you put some ice cream on. Top.
Yeah, and then you
got yourself
that
a
shit.
Root beer float.
And then the shit that grows on your lip, you bust that and then you drink it. That C is weird. I don't know.
Oh, man. We just got into some herpes action.
Yup.
Have you guys ever seen the end of this show?
I never seen the beginning.
Okay. But Adam, have you seen how the show
yes,
ends?
Yes.
Every episode, after we get you really high, Carlos, we make you watch a magic trick. Are you all right with that?
Oh, fuck. Not from him.
He's going to run
fucking
away.
Awful, man. I seen him drop that shit like 4 times. He practicing this shit. I don't want to see that.
Listen, we all fail.
All right,
you
no magic like trick this time.
No,
wait a second. Don't do this.
You don't have like a wheel of death?
Or dude, why would you not want to see magic right now?
I just expected so much more.
Like, then magic?
It's Doug, man.
There's the
we're
magic
about to see
is
magic.
Great.
Did you not just all right, let's see it.
Yeah.
Here he is.
We'll go into double overtime. So, all right.
How you doing?
Good, how are you, Justin?
I'm well. Nice to see you
this
again.
This is gonna be
top
incredible.
Five funniest eps, I think, that we've done.
It was fun, right?
Was
it's
really
a little bit more
we're
weed
having a good
left
time.
In here.
How long have you been a magician?
19 years.
See?
Oh, I did drop one.
You were gonna deny it.
I saw that.
He dropped a card that's the same as one of the jokes not working.
That was just set up.
Dropping a card.
Last time you had a root beer float.
Yo, last week.
Is there also things we should
Carlos,
talk about?
Do you want to help me?
Shit. Might as well.
All right, pick a card.
You have to go in believing. You can't go in like
a I'm trying to concentrate.
I'm going to light your beard on fire.
All right, memorize it. Show it to this camera over here.
This camera?
Yeah.
Can I say two? Oh, shit.
Okay. Got
don't,
it?
Don't react.
Back.
I'm sorry. Oh, no!
We got to start
up. Fucking up. Do you want to start up?
Yeah, because she fucked it up.
Oh.
What'd you guys do?
I fucked it up.
She made the card flip over.
I think I queefed and the card flipped.
Yikes.
Must have been it.
Last
I'm
words.
Sorry,
famous
come on.
Famous
sausage
last words.
Party.
Famous last words for a here thousand, Alex.
I'm going to cut it back into the deck, okay?
Jim starts tonight, the classy lady.
I'm going to cut the card.
I queefed and the card flipped up.
I'm late.
You missed it, Bob.
Why do they sound like they're from the fucking...
I queefed and the card flipped up.
The craziest thing happened last night. You won't believe it.
Carlos, would it be cool if I could make your card appear in between these two aces?
Yeah, that'd be dope.
Okay.
See?
There it is. No, it's not. I'll try and narrow it down. Here we go. Watch. 1, 2, 3.
Oh! Is that your card?
Wow. Oh, my fucking God. Yeah, dude. From doubting to a standing
yes!
up. That's called magic, dude.
That's
what
how,
the fuck?
That's how religion
but
works.
But see, that's what I'm saying, though. That's
I
exactly
think Jesse
May
should
saying.
Be his permanent
You think
assistant?
That I didn't come on this
I'm
show
sorry,
fully prepared for one of the white man's tricks? Come on.
Is this your queef?
It's magic.
Come on.
Nice. That's my queef.
That's a show idea.
That's the queef I pulled out of the deck.
I want to watch idea. That show.
Whose queef is it anyway?
Dude, somebody sell that show.
Improv queef.
Oh, I go in and I just pitch it. I'm like,
this fall on ABC. Is that your queef?
Kids say the queefest things.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, you cleaning it up?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect time for a queef.
So loud. I love a nice cup of queef in the morning. Best part of waking up is queefing in your cup.
Queef.
What if that... Cut, try it again. Just me, it's Folgers in your cup.
Yeah, get that right.
Oh, no wonder.
Hey, they're a potential sponsor.
No wonder.
You're over there drinking coffee, right?
Yeah.
You need a t-shirt.
Good for you.
Queefing ain't easy.
Weed and coffee.
It's my favorite.
Yeah.
It just made me think of weed, which is right here.
3%.
Yep.
Okay.
All right, we got to wrap it up somehow.
Wrap it up.
Yeah.
We should.
And the way I like to do it is I like to talk about where people can see you guys. What do your plugs. Mm. Carlos is on Wild and Out Thursdays
Hello.
At 9
Hello.
Central, 10 Eastern and Pacific.
Yes.
On MTV.
Wild
it's
and Out Season 8.
It's easy to find because it's called MTV's Crap. Wild and
it's
Out.
It's on MTV.
Yeah.
And we're on MTV too. I got another show called Wild and On Tour where we went on the college tour.
Nice.
And we kicked it and we hung out.
So. That's fun.
Do they let you smoke weed on that show?
They don't have to let me do anything.
Well, I mean, on
wow.
camera.
No. That's why I took advantage of this.
But you're high though, right?
I appreciate you, Doug. This is really dope, man. For you to come in and let people smoke your weed, touch all your accessories, pause. But yeah, it was dope.
Yeah.
It is a lot of fun.
I appreciate
and I got a podcast.
I appreciate all the people who come on. Yeah.
You know it's a weed show and it takes someone an hour to promote themselves. People are usually like da-da-da-da. It's like
well, I do a lot of shit.
The 85 South Show.
Yeah,
well, is the name
podcast.
Of his podcast yeah. with DC Young Fly.
Yeah, that's my homie. So
there
we got
go.
A podcast.
Is that his birth South. Given name?
Oh I
yep,
bet.
It might as well be. He got it tattooed on his forehead.
What?
That's he's a strong move.
Yeah, he's committed.
Yeah,
he loves his name.
He's fucking hilarious, man. So y'all check us out. 85 South Show, man. It's really funny.
All right. Adam Ray, Mad TV, airs Tuesdays at 9, 8 Central on
that
CW.
Guy.
Man.
Yeah? It's How's that
fun.
Going?
Oh, it's great. It's a lot of fun.
They're not gonna. There's not gonna be a blowback for you getting high on the internet over at the CW.
I was wondering that too.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Oh,
there shouldn't be.
Read the contract.
There shouldn't be.
But what if it is, man? You famous for real. You gonna fuck my career up, man? Let's hurry up and wrap this shit up, man.
Oh, you guys thought
I think
Adam
the damage
Ray,
has
though.
Been done.
I don't know.
It's Adam K. It's a different Adam.
Yeah. Yeah
different
thank you
guy.
For being here. You
different
can
guy.
Look for him
yeah.
at Adam K. Comedy on Twitter.
Oh no.
And he does a podcast with Brian Williams.
The NBC report.
And they lie about being in combat.
Brad Williams.
I was
they
dead,
get,
man.
They get high and lie
I
about being
dead.
A numb.
What a great
and
podcast,
other conflicts.
Actually.
What yeah.
yeah.
No, it's but it is about conflicts because it's called About Last Night, and it's with our friend Brad Williams.
Yeah.
And he's always got crazy stories.
Good old Brad.
He just can top you every time, right?
He's got a lot of...
Because you're like, I'm a regular-sized person who had
yeah.
sex. And then he goes, yeah, but I'm...
He goes, yeah, but then
I'm a dwarf and
exactly,
I got it
I got
too.
To stand up and do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's
Oh, he loves
he
that.
Lives,
he loves bragging about that stand-up
he loves it.
Sex.
Yeah. And now he brings me pot. He's got a girlfriend, so he when he came over to do the podcast last night, and he goes, I'm bringing gifts. And I go, cool. And he brought me a little thing of pot roast. And he goes, my girlfriend made pot roast.
Oh.
And I was like, great, man. This is awesome.
Was it good?
You know? And what's that?
I could go for some right now.
How tall is she?
Way taller than him.
Yeah.
Like tall, tall?
6 footer, probably.
6'5".
What?
Oh, that was amazing, your guys' reaction.
that
was straight out of a fucking 80s sitcom.
What?
How big?
What?
All right, Jesse May Peluso.
Thank you.
Also has a podcast called Sharp Tongue.
Podcasts are the new cats.
Right?
You have a few, and you're going to be on Hoarders in a minute.
Right.
Yeah, I do have too many podcasts. And you can try her organic medical, her friend's herbs, organic medical Mary J. Company. You're here today, right?
Yeah, well, they're here in spirit.
Okay, Honey Bear Farms.
That's right, sir. You had some of that.
We got a lot of folks hanging out today.
Doug, so introduce those people back with the free week.
Thanks for having me back.
Yeah, we'll hook you up. Do you like indica?
She sounds very attractive.
We're back to being like a coffee commercial.
That sounds like an attractive
Do you like
woman.
Indigo?
Mm-hmm.
Yummy.
Don't we all?
Okay, here, have this.
I'll take this. For starters. The best part of waking up is in the cup. Do you see what I did? You got it?
Yeah, I was worried you were just going to sing the same thing again.
No.
You changed it up nicely.
Yep.
Pivot. Nice. It was a regular M. Night Shyamalan of jingles.
I let you down at the end.
The first couple of times he didn't.
But after that, you're just like, man, just don't come over anymore. It's like the dad was like, I'm going to be in your life, and he's gone for five more years. Right. It's like, you got a pattern.
That's what dads do, though.
Do you guys think Jumanji could be real?
It was.
That would be great.
I'm serious.
With the animals?
What's with you and the questions?
Dude, I'm thinking about this shit, and I want to ask you guys, I got a co-host today. No, I'm thinking about a lot of shit.
What was the question again? Jumanji's real? They're really making it again, which I always hate when they do that. Yeah, they can't do that.
You basically just asked us
if we'll run from a rhinoceros with you.
Yeah.
That would be fun, though. But
that's what I want
to
know.
You get high enough and go to Pamplona. You can run with the rhinoceroses.
Then you get the of the bung.
Right. That's no good.
You always sneak a queef in.
What do you guys think of these things? Real quick before we wrap this up.
Is this Harambe and his sister?
That is racist as fuck.
What is
this?
No, Harambe is an actual gorilla.
Racist as fuck isn't what we're looking for. But
what are these lighters?
Yeah.
Is it a lighter?
They're lighters, yeah, but they're broken.
I thought they were salt and pepper shakers. Oh.
We're going to fix them lighter? Eventually and give one away to a lucky viewer.
These are amazing.
You're just going to fix it. You're like, here.
Here you go.
Because
they're really neat when they work because a little flame comes out of the top of his head.
You got to get that shit fixed.
But
what do you
think of them? How would you describe it? Like, how does it feel?
I would love it. It feels like I'm holding... Something kind of heavy.
Yes. Hashtag heavy monkey.
I like the way that sounds. Heavy monkey.
I saw you.
I show it to everybody first.
And I love out.
Carlos didn't even fucking blink.
I'm used to that.
You go to a lot of regattas, so there's a lot of air horns going off right near your face.
Random outbursts.
Oh my God!
I told you I can't fully prepare. Oh,
he's the most chill man alive. We gotta show that. We gotta slow that down and show the difference between a white woman and Carla.
I cleared air. Like I got
you
up,
were
up
out
seat.
Of your seat, and you've been on the show before.
Yeah, an ovary shot out of my big toe. Damn, it scared the fart out of me.
I didn't know what was going on with Adam. I didn't catch it, but you probably weren't happy. You weren't happy about
it. His legs were going.
He sharted.
It's a very annoying thing to do to a bunch of people that are high. But
no, but you did. You held it out.
People love it.
You held it out.
I show it.
I kind of knew. I
used to just pull it out and just blow it without warning anybody at all.
And just that move right there saved me a little.
What was this for?
It was coming a little bit.
What the fuck did this come from?
This monkey's cheering for us. He's like, you guys have fun.
We got Sharpies here because we sign these blue cards that I use for my notes, and then we mail them out to people for, like, if they send us, like, I think they cost $40 each.
For real?
For a minute, man. I'm like, Doug,
really?
That's amazing.
I was this motherfucker.
That's amazing.
Believe me, $5 or $7 or whatever it is, it's no bargain. It's still, you're just getting a blue card. But people like it.
People like it.
People
cool.
do it.
It's Listen, a cool collector's item from the show.
They help keep us, Frame they support it. Us, and we appreciate that, and we hope you had fun today. One more time.
This was a blast.
Yes, let's hear it again for Adam Ray and Carlos Miller and Jesse May Peluso. Our next show, we already got it locked in. We got two great guests lined up, and when they cancel, we'll work to get other great guests. So we've got Tuesday, August 16th at 3:15 p.m. So I get to say, see you next Tuesday.
Oh!
Thanks again to Loot Crate, the monthly subscription box for geeks, gamers, and pop culture nerds. From bad guys doing good things for the wrong reason to good guys with questionable tactics, August is the perfect time to explore the anti-hero. Walk the hero-villain line with this 100% exclusive collection of items from DC Comics, Archer, Dark Horse, and Kill Bill that includes two great collectibles, a wearable, and of course our monthly tee. And don't forget about the pin. You only have until the 19th at 9 p.m. Pacific to subscribe and receive that month's crate. And when the cutoff happens, that's it. It's over. So go to lootcrate.com/getdug and enter the code GETDUG to save $3 on your new subscription today.